Okay, today's daf is Nababa Sanhedrin Daf Gimel. Sanhedrin Daf Gimel, as we started Baruch Hashem yesterday, and today we continue our Rosh Chodesh Limud of into Rosh Chodesh Adar, and we get into Sanhedrin Daf Gimel. We are on Beis Amid Beis, about 8 lines up from the bottom. So as we learned yesterday, we have the whole list of the first parak of Mesechta Sanhedrin. Just by the way, that is the only Mishnah, I think, in the Perek. So the rest of the Perek spends the entire time talking about each of these items, each of these institutions, which makes the first Perek a fascinating Perek because we get to talk about 45 different topics. So the Gemara yesterday spoke about the first one. The first one was Dini Mamonis Bishlosha. And the Gemara says, really, that is a header. Dini Mamonis Bishlosha. But that means which monetary cases are Bishlosha? Gezelos v'chavalos are Bishlosha. If I steal or if I wound, the Gezelos v'chavalos, that is Bishlosha. Does Gezela include Geneva? Says Gezelos v'chavalos Bishlosha. Does it mean Geneva also? Later on the list is Kefel. So is that just the double payment, but the principal of Geneva goes with Gezela, or do you say that the Kefel payment includes both? It's an interesting question. How much is Geneva compared to Gezela? Or is Geneva different? This goes on the list of items, the list of comparing Geneva and Gzela, the sugya that we discussed a number of times in the Seches Baba Kama. That's because Geneva is not explicit in the Mishnah. Anyway, but the Gzelos include stealings, Chavalos include woundings, Nezek, Tsar, Ripui, Sheves, and Boshes, or the five payments of Chavala. And Hoda'us v'halvos are excluded, said the Gemara. That's why he says, Yidimamanis, which are Gzelos v'chavalos, excluding Hoda'us v'halvos. So what are they excluded from? So the Gemara said, go back 3 lines. Ulamai, Ile, Medelo, Be'inan, Shlosha, is it to teach me that? By Hoda'us v'halvos, what are Hoda'us v'halvos? The Rashi says, Hoda'us, they have, one has Eidei Hoda'a, that Reuven admitted in front of us that he owes Shimon money. Or Halva'a, that there are Edim that he lent him money and he denies. If there's a shtar, there's nothing to talk about. But if it's a milvah alpeh, then he brings the Edim. So is it delo be'inan shlosha? Is it that they don't need 3 at all? That's not true. Rabbi Yevo says 2 people that judge dini mamonis, everybody agrees ain't dini ham din, meaning you need at least 3. You can't have less than 3. So you can't say you don't need 3 by hodos lavos. So ela delo be'inan mumchin. So it must be that no, hodos lavos do not require mumchin, special experts. What's a mumche? Mumche is we're going to put together right now mumchin and smuchin. Samuch is someone who receives special smicha going all the way back to Moshe Rabbeinu. Samuch ishvi piyish, and that's only in Eretz Yisrael. So that's what you need for gezelos v'chavalos, but you don't need that for hodos alvos. So you need 3, but you don't need them to be experts. You just have hedyotos, as they're called. So the Gemara says, Mike Savar, how do you have this middle ground of requiring 3, but only requiring hodos alvos? Mike Kasavar. So what's the din? E Kasavar, a Rif Parshios Kasav Kan, Liboyinami Mumchin. If you hold of the concept of Erif Parshios, so you should require Mumchin by Hodos Alvos. V'ik Savar Inke Erif Parshios Kasav Kan, Shlosh Alamli. If you don't hold of Erif Parshios, then you shouldn't even need 3. So what is this? What is the background? As follows. First of all, we know that there are 3 Shvuos Daraisas. The Rambam says in more than one place, but I'll read it to you from Hilchos Toin V'Nitan, Perek Aleph, Halacha, Beis. There are 3 Shvuah Daraisas. The one is, well, you can swear about anything you want. That would be a Shvuah Daraisa. But there are 3 obligatory Shvuah Daraisas that the Torah would be Mechayev you. Ein lecha mechuyev shvua min haTorah chutz mishlosha. There are only 3 Shvuos Daraisa. Number 1, Misha hode b'miksas amatalzalin. Mode b'miksas. You owe me 100? No, I only owe you 50. Mode b'miksas is Shvuah number 1. Shvuah number 2, Umi shechivu eid echad. Shvuos Eid Echad. If I come to court and I have 1 aid that you owe me money, that is, you have to take a shvua to deny it. I don't owe you money. That's Shvuos Eid Echad. That's shvua number 2. Shvua number 3, Veha Shomer. Shomrim. Shomer Chidim swears that it was stolen. Shomer Sachar swears that it was an onis. Shoel swears that it was based on Akhlas Malacha. Whatever the case is, a Shvuas HaShomrim, they're all part of one category. Shahari Nemer, B'Shomer, Shvuas HaShem Tiyeh Bein Shneim. V'kar B'yandu Shvuas HaShomrim Hilchas Chiris. V'kol Echan Mishlashtan Nishpa V'Niftar Milashalem. Each one of these Shvuah Daraisas are Nishpa V'Niftar. All the Shvuas, Be'ez Hashem, that we're going to learn about this summer in Mesecha Shvuas, are all Shvuos D'Rabbanan. They're all the Nishpa V'Notels. Partners swearing about each other, and somebody didn't get paid, and somebody wants this, and somebody didn't get this, she didn't call, woman didn't collect her ksuba. All of those are Shvuos D'Rabbanans, Nishpa V'Notel. So Shvuah D'Raisas are Nishpa V'Niftar, Shvuah D'Rabbanans are Nishpa V'Notel. There is one Shvuah D'Rabbanan that is Nishpa V'Niftar, and that is Shvuas Hesis. Shvuas Hesis, which is a different category of Shvuah D'Rabbanan, it might not have even existed in the times of the Mishnah. Maybe Rav Nachman created the whole institution of Shvuas Hesis, but that's who says it in the Gemara. That is also a Shvuah D'Rabbanan of Nishpa V'Niftar, L'Hafiz Daitel Shabbal HaBayis. Not for now, but that's Shvuas Hesis. So if you look in halacha, there are three separate shvuas. There's shvuas eidachad, shvuas hashomrim, and shvuas lo mixas. The problem is that in the Torah shebichsav, there is an overlap. In the Torah shebichsav, mode b'mixas is mentioned within shvuas hashomrim. That's where it comes up. If you look in Rashi. Rashi quotes this on the fifth line of the Rashi Ikasavar. Rashi says, Shakasa diafinan mine, modem mixas atainu yishava, shakasa bishomrachinam, labashomrachinam ka'i de shomrim, apa bishaloho de mixas chayavan lishava, de hodaa mixas ataina, aparshisim kas of talve ka'i. It appears in Shvuas HaShomrim, even though pashtus modem mixas, the main category where it should be is a regular halva. It's a regular, let's say, Shvuas modem mixas. But what is it doing in the Parsha of Shomrim? Do we say that all Shomrim have to be modem mixas also, or not? Right, that is a machlokas in other Gemaras. That's the machlokas of Erev Parshios Kasav Kan or not. Do we say the Parshios are mixed up? Do we say the Parshios are mixed up? Not obviously mixed up by accident, but specifically put there, we learn other items maybe, the fact that it's there, but we don't learn that Shvuas HaShomrim have to have modem mixas. So that's what Rashi here quotes the different deos. There are those that say that the Parshios are mi'urbavos, are mixed up, that there's a pasuk here that should not be here. Erev Parshios Kasav Kan means it's here, it's the Shvuas HaModem Mixas is in the Parsha of Shomrim, but it doesn't belong in the Parsha of Shomrim. Really, it belongs in the regular cases of Imkesef Talva, in the Parshias of Halva'a. Or do we say, no, that it's not a Erev Parshias, it's not mixed up, it's exactly where it's supposed to be. And it's supposed to be in the Parsha of Shomrim. So now, the Gemara says, now back to the Gemara, now we can understand, that's the concept of Erev Parshias. So my Kasavar, I Kasavar, Erev Parshias, Kasav Khan, if you say, it's Erev Parshias, it's mixed up, and really, the Parsha of Modem Mixas, which talks about making a Shvua, but also talks about making a Shvua in front of Elohim, in front of judges that are Mumchen. So if you say, it's supposed to be by regular Halval, Liboy, Nami Mumchen. So it says Elohim, so you should say it says Elohim three times, as we'll see soon on Amud Beis, and you should require a Mumchen. And if you say you don't hold the concept of Erev Parshias, and the Shvua Modem Mixas, and the Limud is only within Parshias HaShomrim, where it's supposed to be, Shlosh Alamali, then there's no source at all, that you should need three at all by Hodos Valvos. So Iman of Shach, how do we have the Pshara of requiring three, but allowing that they don't have to be Mumchen? So the Gemara says, La olam kesavar Erev Parshias Kasav Kan. Really, our Mishnah holds Erev Parshias, meaning that's why you require three by Hodos Lahavos. Right? If I want to say that you owe me money, I have to go to a bezin of three. We never heard of a bezin, right? All monetary matters. You have to go to three, Hodos Lahavos. Ubedin udiliboy nami mumchin. And really, mida oraisa, we should require mumchin. Vahai delobinan mumchin, mishum de Rabbi Chanina. You don't need mumchin because of Rabbi Chanina. Dom Rabbi Chanina, Dvar Torah, Echadini Mamanis, Vechadini Nefashis, Beshrish of Chakira. Rabbi Chanina, in a different context, says, by Dini Nefashis, by capital crimes, and by Dini Mamanis, by monetary cases, Bidrisha v'chakira, we should have to cross-examine the witnesses. Should be serious. You want to make sure the witnesses are telling the truth. So Bezdin should always cross-examine the witnesses. Drisha v'chakira, a sugi that comes up later in the Masechta. Shene'emar mishpat echad yelachem. Dine mamadis and dine nefashis should have the same rules and regulations. Umatam amru dini mamanis lo beina jujer v'chakira. Why lamaisa do we not require cross examination for monetary cases? Kidei shlo tino delas bifnei lavin, because we don't want to close the door from people lending. If I know that I lend you money, and let's say you're going to deny it, so I'm going to have to get witnesses, and they're going to be cross examined. Even the best witnesses, they're scared, they're upset. My wife's brother, when he works for the U.S. government, so when he took a couple of, he works for the NSA, the National Security Agency. So he had to take a couple of lie detector tests when he was becoming, doing all these background checks and applying for the job. So he has nothing to hide. He's a wonderful Yashar person, but he failed a couple of the lies because you're nervous. You're just like shaking. You're in front of these people who are testing you. They're deciding your future. So drisha v'chakira is not something simple. Even if they're telling the truth, they might mess up. So I'm not going to lend you money because I'm going to think you're going to mess up. I'm never going to get my money back. So that is why the Gemara said, the Rabbi Chanina holds that drisha v'chakira was done away with because you don't want to close the door in front of lenders. So too we say mumchin. If I'm going to have to go find mumchin in order to collect my money, so again, I'm not going to find them so easily. So therefore, I'm just going to not lend you money. Right, we find this elsewhere as well, but here it comes up in terms of not requiring mumchin. So one of the Akronim asks, we're comparing not requiring drisha v'chakira and allowing non-mumchin. Not allowing drisha v'chakira, not requiring drisha v'chakira, that's fine, because what is that called? Yesh koach b'yach hachamim lach or davar min ha-Torah, b'shev al tasa. Shev al tasa, hachamim are allowed to tell you, you don't need this. You don't have to blow shofar on Shabbos. You don't have to shake a lulav. You don't have to do this. Chazal have the power to do that. But to allow you to judge cases without mumchin, that seems to be kumf asay. That seems to be a different type of bittol. So the Gemara in Yevama says, Chacham of the power to be mevatel Torah, b'shev al tasa, not b'kum vasei. So how could they allow non-mumchin to judge cases? So the answer, says one of the Achronim, no. She'ein ha'isser b'ma she'yoshvim v'donim dayonim she'ein ha'mumchim. Elo b'hafkos ha'mamon. The problem is the Gemara din. When they say, you have to pay so-and-so. That's the problem where you're acting based on judges that are not mumchin. At that moment, is Zidim Amenis, we know there's the principle, Hefker, Bezen, Hefker. Hefker, Bezen, Hefker means Bezen can be in charge of people's money. We learned at the end of Baba Basra that not only can they be Mafkir, according to many Rishonim, but they can be Makna it to others. That was the Ritva and the Rashba at the end of Baba Basra. So says the Sanhedri Kitana, one of the Achronim, that here too, you're right, earlier it would be a case of Kumbase, but really the problem is that at the moment of Psak, where they say you have to pay so-and-so, that at the moment of Psak is Hefker, Bezen, Hefker, and therefore it is okay. It's not considered, even if it is kumvase, even if it is kumvase, it's based on the principle of hefker bezen hefker, and therefore it would be allowed. Yes. What? So that would be even to be makne, or at least be mafkir, and the other guy could come and take it. But Pashas is even to be makne. Okay. Weiter. So the Gemara says, so we allow by hodos v'halvos, even non-mumchin. Three that are not mumchin. Says the Gemara, elamayat, tolo yishalmu. If you're going so far to say, you know what, we'll allow even non-mumchin, why don't we give them the full status of a mumche and say, even if they make a mistake, they don't have to pay. We know a mumche, somebody who is appointed by Beis Din and had the special status, we assume that they're so on such a level that even if they have to make a mistake, it was an ones. It was like an ones that they would make a mistake, and therefore they wouldn't have to pay. So do you want to go that far to give these judges that status? So Gemara says, no. Then it would start getting in, going in the opposite direction. If I know that these regular hedyotos are not going to have to pay, then I'll be even more worried, because not only will the edim might mess up, but the judges might mess up and they won't have to pay. So I for sure won't lend money. So it has to be a balance. We have to allow the hedyotos, but they have to be responsible. That if they make a mistake, they will have to pay. Ihachi, says the Gemara, tart, if this is all true, everything we said for the past 20 lines, that the Gemara's first six words are really title and explanation. Dinei Mamonis Bishlosha, which is, what does that mean? Gzelos v'chavalos Bishlosha. If that's what it really means, then the language doesn't fit in. Ihachi, tartiktani, dinei Mamonis Two questions. Number one, Tati Ktani, why don't you just say the Mishnah is referring to two separate cases? Tini Mamanis Bishlosha Hediotos. The first phrase could be referring to Odolos Valvos, but it's referring to Hediotos. Gezelos Vachavolos Bishlosha Mumchin. And Gezelos Vachavolos are referring to three Mumchin. Why don't you just learn the Mishnah that way? Va'od, and also, if you say it's only referring to one case, Shlosha Shlosha Lamali. Why do we say, why does the word Shlosha appear twice? Tini Mamanis. Gzelos v'chavalos b'shlosha. You just have one shlosha at the end. If it's all referring to one case, so Ella Amar Rava. Rava argues on Rabbi Avahu. Rabbi Avahu with Sanhedrin Beis Mabes. That's Rabbi Avahu. Rabbi Avahu says it's mahin k'tani. Dina Nimamadis, which are gzelos v'chavalos. Comes along Rava and says no. Tarti k'tani mishum Rabbi Chanina. I agree. It's two, like Rabbi Chanina says, I think it's two cases. Tini Mamanis is Bishlosha Hediotos, Gzelos Chavalos are Bishlosha Mumchin. That's how you read the Mishnah. Next, Revacha Breid Ravika Amar, another Shita, Mida Oraisa Chad Nami Kasher. Mida Oraisa, one judge is enough. There's one judge, Mida Oraisa. Shenemar B'tzedek Tishpot Amisecha. As it says, you shall judge in singular, Lashon Yachid. Tishbot, Amisecha. So you see, one judge, Mida Oraisa, is good enough. Well, that also, by the way, is included in the Darnas Chaver Lekav Schus. The poskim is saying that's included in that pasuk. Tishbot, Amisecha, the mitzvah da Oraisa. So one judge is good enough. Ela Mishum Yoshve Kronos. But you know why we don't allow one judge? Because we might get one judge that knows nothing. If you just take one guy on the street, it might turn into a Yoshve Kronos, and therefore he might not know anything. So therefore, we don't allow one. Ask the Gemara. We're going to talk about each of these lines in a second. Let's just finish it. Atu betrasam ilo havi Yoshve Kronos. Three also. You might get three sitters of the corners, right? Anu mashkim, anu mashkimim. Right? They go sit on Yoshve Kronos, right? So you might get three Yoshve Kronos. The Gemara says no. E after delas buchad gomer. There's got to be one guy that knows something. And all you need, Maker Adin, is one. So that's all you need. Elameata tolo yishalmu. So if that's true, then if you say Mida Oraisa, all you need is one, so then they shouldn't have to pay. They shouldn't have to pay because maybe this is going to be the one that knows. So Kalshakin to the Fishi Yoshe Kronos. No, if you know that people aren't going to, don't need to pay, then everybody's going to want to be a judge because they know that they have nothing to lose. Even all Yoshe Kronos will try to come to court and they'll try to, you know, they'll be Mukhshav in court. So that will be Mafish Yoshe Kronos. So therefore, we don't allow it. Let's stop there for a minute. So this is the Shita of Rav Acha Breid Ravika that one is kosher. Big Shaila, a couple of sugis that come up. Number one is the Shita of the Rambam. Shita of the Rambam is challenging to understand. Because, first of all, if you look in the Rambam in Hilchas Sanhedrin, Perek Beis Halacha Yud, the Rambam says, Afal pi she'ein bezdin pachas mishlosha, mutter la'echad ladun min haTorah. Even though you need three, the Rambam paskins like Rav Acha Breid Ravika. Rather, the Rambam says, one is good, she'ne'amar, b'tzedek tishpat amisecha, u'midivrei sofrim ha'shiyu shlosha. That's the Rambam. Midah Raisa, one. Midah Rabbanan, you need three. You know what? Let's just do two more lines of Gemara, and then we'll really see the difficulty in the Rambam. Go back to the Gemara for a second. My Ika Bein Rava L'Rav Acha Breid Ravika. What's the difference between Rava who said before that you need three, and Rav Acha who says you need one? Ika Bein Ayo Damer Shmuel's Din. Shaim Shadonu Dineim Din. Two people that judge B'dieved. Is that good enough? So Shmuel says, yes, El Shenikru Bezin Chatzif. It's a Chuspetik Bezin, because they went against the Din that you need at least three. Rabbi B'dieved is good. So La Rava less like the Shmuel. Rava would argue on Shmuel because Rava says you need three. Maker Adin. Rav Acha Breid Ravika Islehu de Shmuel. Islehu de Shmuel. Rav Acha says that, no, you go like Shmuel and therefore B'dieved too is good because he says one is good Midaraisa. So therefore, you need three Midarabanan. If you have two B'dieved, it's okay. Back to the Rambam. So the Rambam says, even though you need a three, mutter la'echa la'dumina Torah. Shnei Rabbis said, tishpat ha'misecha. Umidivrei sofrim ad she'yu shlosha. Next line of the Rambam. V'shnayim shadanu, ain't dineim din. What? The Gemara just said, ha'machlokas Rav Acha Breid Ravika and Rava. And what's the nafka mina between them? Shnayim shadanu. And according to Rav Acha Breid Ravika, shnayim shadanu, dineim din. The Rambam, in line one, he says, one is okay, and then in the next line he says that if two people judge, ain't dineim din. Mamash so serve himself, minei ubei. The Rambam in Hilchas Sanhedrin in Beis Yud. That's That's one problem. Other problems with the Rambam too. The Rambam says by hodos v'halvos in Perek Hei Halacha Ches. The Rambam says how do the hodos v'halvos work? They work through the concept of shlichu sayhu. Done in hodos v'halvos v'chayotzi ben v'chutz laretz. Alpha pi she'ein bezin shel chutz laretz Elohim. Shlichus bezin shel aretz Yisrael osin. The concept of shlichu sayhu that the bezin of chutz laretz, even though they're not smuchin, they are the shlichim of the batei dinim of Eretz Yisrael. So the next question, but our Gemara just said if you pass on like Rav Acha, you don't need mumchin. What do you need the principle of shlichus sayu? They're not mumchin, but they can use the principle of shlichus sayu. We're acting on behalf of the bezin of Eretz Yisrael. You don't need mumchin according to Rav Acha b'Rav Ika. So what's going on here in the shita of the Rambam? So says the Ar Samech, says Rav Meir Simcha. There is a major machlokas rishonim on our Gemara. When Rav Acha b'Rei de Rav Ika says, chad nami kasher, is that chad mumche or chad hedyot? The Rambam must paskin like the rishonim, like Rabbeinu Chananel, who holds Rav Acha b'Rei de Rav Ika says, chad nami kasher, one mumche. That's what Rav Acha means. What could you have daraisa? One mumche? Three hedyotos, midrabanan. Chazal said, you don't need one mumche, you can have three hedyotos. That's what it means. And that's why in Ta'ayin Hetif, Perakei Muchak Bisham, the Savar de Minatora, Boy Yochid, Samuch, Bedini Mamanis, Rachmi Divreyem, Beinin Shlosha, Vulakim, Shnaim Shadanu, Edineim, Dinaf Bedieved. That's what the Gemara means. Rachmar Devika says one Samuch is kosher, three Hedyotos are okay, two Hedyotos are no good. How does Aram read the Gemara? The Mai Benayu, you gotta work it out. But again, that's what Rav Sameach says. And he quotes, he's going like the Shita of Rabbeinu Chananel. Rav Soloveitchik said, I'll prove this Shita is right from another Rambam. There's another Rambam. You gotta know Rambam by heart. They say that when Rav Chaim and Rav Simcha Zelig were once walking in the streets in Brisk, so they're discussing about a certain Rambam. So Rav Chaim said, no, it says this. And Rav Simcha Zelig said, no, it says this. They were arguing about what exactly was the Lashon of the Rambam. So he says, so Rav Simcha Zelig, okay, let me go get a Rambam. Rav Chaim says, no, I have something better. He called over Rav Soloveitchik, the little boy. He says, tell me the Rambam. He said it by heart. The whole Rambam, verbatim. Mamish, new Rambam by heart. So the Rav Soloveitchik said, I'll bring you another Rambam that proves it to you. The Rambam Menucha Sanhedrin, Perek Chaf Beis, at the end of the Sanhedrin. Yofe Koacha Pshara Mikoacha Din. Pshara, we're going to get to Pshara in a couple of blot. Pshara, compromise, is better than din. Why? Sheshnei hedyotos shedanu ein dinehem din. V'yesh labali din lachzar bahem. V'yemasu pshara v'kanu miyadan ein yuchon lachzar bahem. If you do pshara, you can't retract. You do din, you can retract. But he says it beferish. Shnei hedyotos shedanu. Exactly the Ar Sameach's pshat. The Ar Sameach says, one means samuch, and two mean hedyotos. The Rambam says it explicitly. Number one. Second point in this sugya. And that is the... Let's go to the... next point. Another point from Rav Soloveitchik. Rav Schechter quotes in Eretz HaTzvi, this machlokas we shown him. When Rav Acha b'Rei de Rav Ika says, Chana Mikasher, does it have to be a samach or not? What's that machlokas about misvara? Why should you need one to be a samach? Call you another machlokas. We know by Geirus you need a bezin of three. What about, do they need to be smuchin? Does a bezin of Geirus need to be smuchin? Machlokas we shown him, Mseches Yavamis, Rosh Ventosis. And what about Bezman Hazeh? You can't have Geirim, but Midah Raisa. That's what the Rishonim struggle with. Maybe a Shlichu Sayu. They're basing on the Shlichim of the original Smuchin. So do you need a bezin? What about Chalitza? A bezin of Chalitza. 2 days in Tosis and Yavamis. Do they have to be Smuchin or not? What's this whole Machlokas about? So Rav Soloveitchik explained the Machlokas is, Rav Schechter quotes this on page Resh Chavav, Nira de Pligi Begeder Hadin Shel Smicha. Is Smicha a function of the definition of Bezdin? Or is a smicha a function of the definition of a psak, a hora'a? To give a halachic hora'a, you have to have smicha. I could give a psak, I don't have smicha, but I could give a psak, I could pask at something. Right? But that doesn't have the status of a hora'a. Hora'as bezdin, in the time when there is a real bezdin. So says the Rav Soloveitchik, maybe that's what they're arguing about. Do you need smicha in order to give hora'a? Do you need smicha to have the status of bezdin? Hayanira de pligi begeder hadin shel smicha. De pshita de kuli alma, de habinan gimol agerus, betares bezdin. By gerus, You need a bezdin. You don't need a psak. They're not giving a psak. I hereby pronounce you Jewish. They're not giving a psak. They're witnessing. They're witnessing what occurred. Right? So it's Betaris Bezdin. Achein Bazesh Shona Bezdin Shogeris me a Bezdin Shodini Mamanis. The Begeris Ancham Klal Inyan Shall Hora Upsak Elamaisa Bezdin Bovan. The Nirda Bahapligi. According to Tosa, that smich is halacha chaloshim bezdin. That's why you need a bezdin of smuchin for geirus, because that's part of the definition of bezdin. The other rishonim say no. Smich is a definition of hora'a, of psak, and therefore a bezdin of geirus doesn't need it. Same thing with chalitza. Same machlokas would occur. So therefore, so to hear by Rav Acha Chana Mikasher, he's not a bezdin. One person can't be a bezdin. One person is not a bezdin, but maybe he's giving up hora'a. He's giving a hora'ah. So the Rambam holds that it's a din of hora'ah. That's why, like Rabbi Hanano, that's why you need smicha here, even though he's not a bezdin. Other Rishonim would say it's one hedyot, because it's a din of bezdin. And here the midaraisa chana mikasha means you don't need a bezdin. So therefore, it would be okay even without the smuchin. So again, there are many rayas Rav Soloveitchik has to this shita of the Rambam that. I'll just read you one other Rambam, which fits in that the Rambam holds that it's a function of Hora and not a function of Bezdin. The Rambam says in Hilchas Sanhedrin, Dalet Ches, the Yeshlam Limnos called Meshe Yirtzu L'Dvarim Yechidim. A person could have smicha in certain specialized areas. Person could have smicha. Yesh lo bezin lismo chosov be'isr ve'heter v'lo lada b'dini mominis. O yinu lo rishus l'hatir nedarim. O liros ksamim. Right, you could have smicha for a certain area. You could have smicha for Isser v'heter, for Atara Sedarim. Excuse me, what does the Rambam mean you could have smicha? The answer is you're right, because in all these cases, you're not talking about a bezdin, but you are talking about a hora'ah. That's how there could be smicha l'dvarim miyuchadim. That's the sheet of the Rambam, right? If you say it's a din in bezdin, you wouldn't need smicha for these issues. But if you say it's a din in hora'ah, then you would. Okay, one other sugya that comes up here, again, there's a lot more to talk about, but one of the sugya that comes up here is the sugya that Ksos brings up. We know there's a principle. The Gemara says it. Nimsa echad karov apasul edusin v'teila. If we have a group of edim, one of them is a problem, we throw them all out. You can have 100. They all come together, they're all one group, one of them is related, they're two brothers, throw them all out. Nimsa echad karov apasul edusin v'teila. Does that apply to judges? What if we find a problem with a judge? Do we throw all the judges out? Does nimsa echad karov apasul apply to dayanim? So the Kso says, I have a raya that it does not apply to Dayanim. Where? Our Gemara. Because what does our Gemara say? Why do you need three? According to Rav Acha, one of them is going to be good. The other two are probably going to be Yoshvei Kronos. But one of them is going to be good. Right? So Yoshvei Kronos are a problem. Right? They don't know anything. But they don't ruin the whole group. Ah, says the Ksos. This is my raya. This is the Ksos in Sim and Lamed Vav. He says, Mefurish Gemara, the name of B'dayanim Nami, Nimsachar Garv Apostle, Kol Adin Batel, Ipkein Mai Mahani, the Isbu Chadagamir. Nehita Chadagamir Sagi, Avel Kivin Sha'atan, it's Tarifim Apsulim. Says, Eno Dai, that's it. You throw the whole thing out. Raya Gemura. Is there any way to get out of the raya? It's a very strong raya. Oh, so, well, how do you get out of it? So either one answer is that maybe this is only within Rav Acha Brei Ravika. Because you only need one Mida Araisa. So maybe it's only within Rav Acha. So it's not really a tziruf, even if you have three. Really, it's not even a bezdin, number one. Or, number two, what Dani just said, maybe a Yoshev Kronos is not a pasul dayin, but, what do you want to say? It's not an ideal dayin, it's not even a dayin. We have, that's what the Stipler suggests. A woman. What if a woman comes to court as part of the Edim? So do we say, oh, she's a puzzle, the Isha, therefore you throw everybody out? No! Says Samach Barim, the deceivist quotes, this is the name of the Tumim, she's not even a puzzle aid. She's nothing. She's not an aid. There's a hafkas shame aid. The deceivist quotes the Tumim. The six cases, Chere, Shota, Vakaton, Eved, Isha, Akum. Those six cases, we're going to come back to those. Those six people, a child, an Isha, an Eved, maybe for all different reasons, but those six people aren't pasul edim. They are not edim. They don't even have a shame age. They're not going to ruin the group because they're not. You have to be in the parsha in order to ruin it. So says the Stipler right here in the beginning of Sanhedrin. Maybe that's the answer to the Ksos's Raya. How do you hold? Is there a way to hold Nimsach of a Pasul applies to Dayanim? Yes, because here, maybe Yosef Kronos is not even a Pasul Dayan. He's not even a Dayan. If he's not even a Dayan, that's why it doesn't ruin the group. Okay. There's more, but we will have to move on right now. Let's continue. Says the Gemara, Nezek v'chati Nezek v'chulu Nezek hainu chavalos. Nezek? What do you mean? Chavala, wounding one of the five payments of Chavala is Nezek. Nezek sar ripu sheves boshes. Last week's parsha. So the question is, once it says Chavalos, what does it have to say Nezek for? So Mishum de Kaboy Lemisni Chati Nezek Tananami Nezek Shalim. Since it's going to say Chati Nezek, Chavalos are not Chati Nezek, it's going to say half Nezek, so it also says Nezek Shalim. So Chati Nezek Nami Hainu Chavalos. It's still included in the general category of Nezek. Chavala is Chati Nezek is included, it's half Nezek, but it's still short tam that wounds somebody, short tam with first three times, it's still a pays Chati Nezek, but it's still wounding. So Tana Mamona Vektani Knasa. Two categories. It wants to say a regular case of mamonis, and it wants to say the case of fines, knasa, because half is knasa. Says the Gemara. Ha'ani chlaman damar paganiska knasa, the sugya babakama tesvav. This is fine if you hold paganiska's knasa. If you remember there, we had a machlokas amoraim. When I pay half nezek for my short tam, is that because I really should pay everything? But the Torah is Rachmanis on me, so I only have to pay a half the first three times. Or I really should pay zero, and the Torah fines me to make sure I guard my animal. So if you say it's a fine Paganiska Knasa, then it fits in. El Lamandamar Paganiska Mamona. But if you say I really should pay everything, and the Torah just has some Rachmanis, and really this half though is me Ikaradin, Michael Amemar, so then everything is Mamun. So why is it in the Mishnah? So Ella, I need to go by Lamisi, Tashlumi Cave of the Shlumi Dalva. Hey! Paying double and four and five, that's for sure Knas. De mamon she'enu mishtalim baroshu. That is mamon that you are not paying exactly what the keren is. You're not paying the principal. So tananami chatzi nezek de mamon she'enu mishtalim baroshu. So it says other cases where you're not exactly paying the principal. Some are more, some are less. That's why it lists keren. The id de kaboy lemisni chatzi nezek tananami nezek. And once it says chatzi nezek, which is mamon she'enu mishtalim barosh, is not mamon that you pay exactly what the principal is. So then it throws in nezek as well. But you're right. We didn't need all of these cases in the Mishnah. Next. Shlosha minalon. How do I know that we pay three? How do you know that you have three for Dine Mamonis? Somebody asked me the shiur yesterday. I looked around for an answer. I didn't find one yet, but I'm sure there is. The Mishnah says, the Mishnah itself says the source for 71 and the source for 23, quotes the Pesukim. The Mishnah does not quote the sources for three. Why isn't that in the Mishnah? The Gemara is about to say it. Why is it in the Mishnah? I didn't see it. It's got to be there. Just got to keep looking, right? Yagati v'lo matzati, right? Lo yagati v'lo matzati. So I gotta keep being yageya, right? So why is it in the Mishnah, right? But they asked it here, either way. So shlosha min alon, the Tana Rabbanan. Maybe there must be. Maybe we'll come back to this. The answer is going in this direction. Even though I didn't see anybody say it yet. The bezin of three is a very different type of bezin than the bezin of 23 and 71. 23 and 71 maybe are more symbolic as well. Obviously, they're going to get to the answer, but they symbolize something. They symbolize Ada. They symbolize Shivim Ish Mizikne Yisrael, the 70. Three is more of, just figure out what's going on. It's a Bezdin Levarer Hadavar. So maybe that's why, just to allude to that, it doesn't even say that. Anyway, Shoshoshim Minawan, Ditan Rabbanan. V'nikra Baal HaBayis Elho Elohim Hari Kan Echad. The Baal HaBayis goes to the Elohim, to the judges, that's one. Adho Elohim Yavo Devar Shneim Hari Kan Shneim. Says Elohim second time, that's two. Asher Yashin Elohim Hari Kan Shlosha. You put all the Pesukim together, that's three. Says Elohim three times, that's three judges. Divrei Rebbe Yoshia. That's what Rabbi Yoshia says. Rabbi Yonas Anomar, no. Rishon Tchila Nemar V'ein Darshan Tchilos. You can't use the first pasuk. The first pasuk is there to teach you the halacha itself. It can't be used there for the number that you need. It's to teach you that you need a judge. There's something called a judge, right? After that, okay, now we can get into the numbers. So you got to knock one out. Ela adho Elohim yavo devar shneim hari kan echad. right before the judges, they come, that's one. Asher Yashid Elohim Arikan Shnayim. You only get two. The first one's already used up. V'ein Bezdin Shakol, you cannot have an even number. Mosif and Aleid Orechad Harekan Shlosha. So, Bezdin Shakol, so therefore, you need three. You need three. The concept of Bezdin Shakol is also a very important topic. Again, we're going to have opinions on this Gemara. Now, do you hold the Bezdin Shakol? Do you not? Are you mechalik between Dini Nefashis, Dini Mamanis? But, do you always need a Bezdin Shakol? You always need one? L'chadchila? The Gemara, the Mishnah, in Maseches Yevamos, Daf Kuf Aleph, the beginning of Mrs. Chalitza, the parak all about Chalitza. The Mishnah says you need three for a Bezdin of Chalitza. How do you know? How do you know three for a bezin of chalitza? So the Gemara discusses, and Tosfos discusses. The Gemara says that you have makoros and then ein bezin shakol. That's why you need three for chalitza. Ask Tosfos, what question would you ask? What question would you ask? Ein bezin shakol by chalitza? What's the whole purpose? Why you can't have an even number of a bezin? Isn't it because you don't want to end up with a stalemate? You have a psak, you'll end up with two and two, you won't get anywhere. But if you're not giving a psak, do you need an odd number of bezdin? That's Tosfos kasha. Hacha chabe chalitza, asai shapir, de'ein bezdin shakal mosifin le'orechot. Says Tosfos in his first opinion, no. Here too you need an odd number. Why? Because maybe there will be a machlokas. Why? What are you machlokas about? To ha'ika kami plukti b'masnisen. There are so many machlokas about chalitza, they got to decide what they're going to follow. So you need them, you don't have a stalemate there too. Avo Le'inyin smichas par to be the nami shloshi kasha, but other cases like par halam davar shel tzibur, I don't understand. Says Tosfos, why you would need three? What's Tosfos's first daya? That bezin shakol is all about. You might end up with a stalemate, and therefore you have to be an odd number. And therefore, in a case where there's no decision being made, you should be able to have two or four, an even number. Tosfos's second answer: V'od yesh lomar de bechol duchtin de beinon ra'uy. Lebezdin, ain't bezdin shakol. Second, the Tosfos seems to say no. It's a formal definition of what a bezdin is. Maybe originally, the original motivation why you need an odd number of a bezdin is because in most bati dinim they make decisions. But once that's the din, then formally a bezdin is defined as an odd number of a bezdin. What? So Shmuel dinam dinam ari b'di'evan. How strong is this din? How strong is this din that now part of the definition of a bezdin shakol is part of the definition of a bezdin is a non bezdin shakol? So again, on the surface, that might be the 2 days in Tosfos. Do you look at it as a practical ishbu? You want to prevent the stalemate, or do you say that it goes deeper? You might say, right, according to Shmuel, maybe it won't. It wouldn't be allowed, right? You see this in other areas as well. You see this by Hafaras Adarim. By Hafaras Adarim, you need three. Again, is that because of Bezin Shakal, or is that because of Achshash, that there might be a Machlokas? Bittul Aget, other cases that we'll get to some of them here in our Mishnah. Pidyon Karkos, right? Cases where there might not be a Machlokas, but still you would need an odd number of a Bezdin. Okay, let's continue. So the Gemara says, but by the way, the Rambam, mystery, the Rambam never quotes the issue of Ein Bezdin Shakol, Mosif and Aleyan Orechad. Doesn't quote that issue. Maybe the quote two is no good because once he quotes it's a formal part of the definition, interesting, maybe once he quotes part of the definition, then two is not going to be good. You need three as part of the definition. He quotes Mosif and Orechad to make it three. But he doesn't quote that reason of Bezdin Shakol, right? So maybe it's what Simi's just saying, and that is, it works well with the Shnayim Shadanu Ein Dinayim Din that we said earlier. Good. Okay, so let's continue. So the Machlokas, how do you get three? Either three Psukim, or two plus Ein Bezdin Shakol. Neima, but Darshan Tchilas Kamiflagi, shall we say that they're arguing about this issue? Can you use a Pasuk that tells me the din itself could use that for a number also? Demar Savar Darshan Tchilas, Demar Savar Ein Darshan Tchilas, should we say that? The Gemara says no. Lo, to kuliyama edarshin tchilas. No, we'd rather say that nobody holds that you're allowed to use the first pasuk. Amar lachar Reboshia, but this is what Reboshia says. Im kain, if all the pasuk was telling me was the din itself, ne'im akrav v'nikrav bal habayis el hashofet. He should go to the judge. My el ha Elohim. Why do you use such a fancy special lashon? Shma mina l'minyana. So it must be to teach you that you could also use this word for the counting. For Rabbi Yonasan, Lishna Da'amanaka, and Rabbi Yonasan said, no, it's just a nice lashon that people use. Kedam Rishi, like people say, Mandis Lidina, Likrav Lagabi Dina. You want to, let's go, we have a din, let's go to the judges. But the judges, the Elohim judges, let's go to the really important judges. But don't be medayik anything. For Rabbi Yoshia, lesley bezdin note. Rabbi Yoshia does not hold that you need a leaning bezdin, an odd number bezdin, meaning he had three psukim. But he didn't use a bezdin shakal. Mashma that he doesn't need it. It's only because you have three psukim. Why is that? For Tanya, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef, Lili Omer, Matam Alomer Lintos Achri Rab Lahatos. Why does the Pasuk say they should follow the majority at Torah Amra? Asay Lecha Bezdin Note. We have a drasha that you have to have an odd number. Bezdin Note. So the Gemara answers, maybe Savalak Rabbi Yehuda, maybe Rabbi Yoshia holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Da Amar Shivim in our Mishnah. When he says by the Bezdin HaGadol, he said 70 is okay, right? Moshe is included. Ditznan, the Mishnah says Sanhedrin Gadolah Ha'isosh Shivim V'Yachad Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shivim. So maybe Rabbi Yoshia holds like Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. Emer the Shamas led the Rabbi Yehuda B'Sanhedrin Gadolah. The Ksivi cry. Rabbi Yehuda, as we're going to see in the Gemara more, Rabbi Yehuda says you can only have it by the Bezdin of 70, right? That's where that most we're going to talk about the different functions. The Bezdin of 70 doesn't make so many decisions. But it functions as something. Bishar beidinim ishamislay. But by other bati dinim, does Rabbi Yehuda hold of it? V'chitem alo shna. And if you say it doesn't make a difference, v'atnan, smicha zakenim arifa zegla b'shloshet of Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda omer b'chamisha. Rabbi Yehuda himself says, you need five. Why? V'omerin in my time of Rabbi Yehuda, what did Rabbi Yehuda say? His reason is that you need five for these cases. V'samchu shnayim, zikne shnayim, v'im bezin shakom, osivin alein od echad hari kanhei. So you see, Rabbi Yehuda himself says that you need an odd number Bezdin. So he had a special din by a Sanhedrin HaGadol. So we're back to the question, who does Rabbi Yoshia hold like? So the Gemara answers, Rabbi Yoshia, difami Rabbi Yehuda. Remember, Rabbi Yoshia is a Tana. So he argues. He goes one step further. He's more radical. Dila Rabbi Yehuda, Sanhedrin HaGadol, Luhuda Leslei, Abishar Bedin Islei. Rabbi Yehuda only does not hold of Bezdin note by Sanhedrin Gedola. But the other Batadinim, he agrees you need an odd number Bezdin. Rabbi Yoshia, Bishar Bedina Nami Lesley. Rabbi Yoshia totally rejects. Rabbi Yoshia totally rejects the concept of needing a leaning Bezdin or Bezdin note. The Ella High Litos by Avalais, what does he do with the Pasuk? What did he do with the Pasuk? Mukim La Bedine Nefashos. Dine Nefashos. So it's an amazing sheet there. Rabbi Yoshia holds that you need an odd number by the 23, but not by 3 or 70. You could have a bezin of maker a din. Without the psukim, you would have been able to have a bezin of 2 and a bezin of 70. So there's something different about the bezin of 23 according to Rabbi Yoshia. Got to think about that. I have a bedin and a mominus, though, but he does not require a bedin and a mominus. Period. The concept of following the majority, the Sharm Sion and Balacha quotes this, and we've had this in the past from the Nefesh Harav, that only applies if we're talking about the same league of Rabbanim. The same league of Rabbanim, says the Sharm Sion and Bahalacha, quoting Achronim, Duragel b'fi ha'olam lomara, kol divrei acharei rabam lahatos. Everybody says, okay, go by the majority. Always go by the majority. Fe'ena pirish kein. Telo amra tarah kein ala mishrim k'shem shavim. Only when they're in the same category. Ukshish hevdel hari efsha sh'ish echad yalal elef. If there's a difference, right, always, if you look at studying Hilcha Shabbos, So Hilcha Shabbos, you look at, you know, a certain halacha. So there are four people that say it's Asur, and Rav Moshe says it's Mutter. Who are the four people? Wonderful Rabbanim, but they're not in the same league. If you have a major leaguer, you have a Rav Moshe, you have a Rav Shlomo Zalman, you have a Tzitz Eliezer, you have a major leaguer, that always carries more weight. And sometimes they can win. Sometimes they can win over a minority in terms of Psach Halacha, right? If the Rav Shechter writes this from Rav Soloveitchik and Nefesh HaRav, he quotes his concept, V'shamati mi'rabeinu, page Mem Dalet, B'lamanu b'vesecha Sanhedrin, b'yeshiva, D'mai di'az lina basaruba lifsok beis hilo keneged beishamai, even though beishamai was b'chad zitzvei, that's only when they're in the same league. Avol k'she'ena me'osa ha'lig b'chlal, b'kiye gabra lo shayach lomar d'nezel basaruba, l'achriya k'hachalashim, v'hagruim. You don't say that. And then he says, Ubataris Mashal Omar be Yiddish. Right? The Rav said in Yiddish, She'im Yagid Zakeno HaRab Chaim Zal, as Daito be'ez Inyan Bahalacha. The Kol Chavri Estatus HaRabonim, Yachvu as Daitom Lenegdo, Rab Chaim against everybody else, the Vadil Oshayach Lomar, that's Lina Basar Arov. It's Rab Chaim. Rab Chaim wins. Rab Chaim's in a different league. He's in a different league. Right, so that's what somebody once gave the mashal. Right, the kuzari has the different levels of bria. Right, there's the domeim, someach, chai, medaber, Yisrael, maybe Reb Chaim. He was a different type of bria. He was a different world, Reb Chaim. So he was in a different league. That was the mashal that he gave. And he quotes on the bottom also that the many other areas where this comes up. He says maybe that's the pshat of the Tanur Shel Achnoi. Ba-ba-ba-ba-metzia, where the Baskel goes out and says, Rabbi Lazar's right, and if he's right, right, he proves that he's right, the water will flow upstream, and the tree will get uprooted, and all the walls of the Beis Medrash will fall in, and the Baskel says, why? You have to follow Rabbi Lazar. So he says, Klomar, Sha Baskel Kavash, Rabbi Lazar Hayi Besug Acher Lagamre, Me'asher Shara Tanam Chachmei Doro. Maybe the Baskel was saying that you have to follow Rabbi Lazar, because he's in a different league. He's in a different league, that's why you have to follow him, even against the majority. But the question is, we didn't pass on like the Baskel. Because even like that, Lo B'Shamayim he. Lo B'Shamayim he. We don't assume, we don't learn halacha from Shamayim. And that's what he quotes from many other sources on the bottom here in the footnotes of Nefesh HaRav, page Memdal and Memhei. Let's just do the next three lines. The Elohad, the next three lines we're going to have four Shiurim on. So we're going to start tomorrow with it. But Elohad, it's not, this is Sanhedrin. Shnayim Omrim Zaka Vechon Omrim Chayiv. Zakai. Shtaim omrim chayiv, echon omrim zakai, chayiv. So right, so we said, on Daf Chavtes, later on, by Dina Mamanis, you go 2-1. So Neima delok Rabbi Yoshia. According to Rabbi Yoshia, remember, he learned 3 from 3 Elohims. Elohim, Elohim, Elohim. So doesn't that sound like you need, it probably should be 3-0? If they're all 3, 3 you have to be judging. So maybe he says it has to be unanimous. It has to be 3-0. So where is it? No, I vilu tamer, Rabbi Yoshia, ma'isel abakal v'chomer, midina nefashis. You know, he learns you can go by the majority from dina nefashis. Uma, dina nefashis de chamiri. Amarachman azil basaruba, if by dina nefashis, which is very stringent. You could follow the rove, right? 13-10, you could kill somebody. So, dina mamanis lo kol shekein. Dina mamanis, you surely should be able to follow the rove. It's a less stringent context, you should be able to follow the rove. Ask the Chiddushi Aran, why don't you say the principle of Dayo? Dayo lava min adin lios kenidon, that just like by Dine Nefashis, you can only follow the rove if you win by 2, so too by Dine Mamanis. So says the Ran, the Miri also, you can't really, it's not an exact comparison, because it's not, it's whatever, well, you have to win by 2, but whatever's a chol for one person is a chus for the other person. So it's not like Dine Nefashis, where it's either putting him to death or not. Schus for one, chol for the others. Therefore, it's not an exact parallel. You don't have to. Right, you don't have to win by 2 by mamonis. That was the question. But he says you don't have to. You don't have to follow. So the big shiloh we're going to talk about is we learned back in Baba Basra that Tzadik Beis ain't holchin b'mamon achar arov. So how does that work with this principle of kol shekein you should follow the rov and eat a mamonis? That's Tosfos Kasha, right? We have a whole discussion of that, and Tosfos suggests maybe you can be mechalik between two types of roves, a ruba de isa kaman and a ruba de lasa kaman. That's also something that we have to start with tomorrow, many sugis that come up, and is the rove by judges different? Ruba bedayanim. It's three topics, right here, on these last few lines, which hopefully we'll have to get into, and then we get into Daf Dalet, Yeshem Lamikra, Yeshem Lamisaurus. And that's the sugi of Sanhedrin, Daf Dalet. Okay, we'll stop here. Agun Chodesh to all, and Hashem, we will pick up.